members of Toronto's black communities, including the late Sharona Hall, Charles Charlie Roach, and Dudley Laws. One initiative of the Legacy Project is the annual Akua Benjamin Public Lecture. The lecture focuses on anti-black racism and resistance and seeks to instill a sense of history and pride for the significant contributions of black Canadians in a younger generation of activists and activists-to-be. The overall mission of the public lecture is to promote the kind of educational work and activism that builds a just and inclusive community and society. It was for the second annual Akua Benjamin public lecture in 2017 that the film was commissioned. And that second annual lecture happened to fall in May, May 4th to be exact. And May 4th, 2017 was the 25th anniversary of what some have called the Yonge Street Riot, but what we as filmmakers prefer to call, and Dr. Benjamin herself prefers to call, an uprising or a rebellion. The uprising began as a peaceful demonstration. As Kelly mentioned, it was organized by the Black Action Defense Committee. Though the demonstration was organized to protest the deadly shooting by police of a young unarmed black man by the name of Raymond Lawrence on May 2nd, 1992 in Toronto, and also to protest the April 7th acquittal by an all-white jury of two Peel Region police officers who were charged in the 1988 shooting death of unarmed black teenager Michael Wade Lawson. And finally, it was organized as an act of solidarity with the uprising in Los Angeles, which followed the acquittal of four Los Angeles Police Department officers in the beating of black motorist Rodney King. That's enough context for now. I'll let the film speak for itself. So without further ado, It Takes a Riot. And I just want to make mention of the bit of an uneven sound quality. When I transfer from the film format to an MP4, I lose a bit of the sound, so the sound levels go a little bit up and down, and we'll try to play it loud to begin with, and hopefully that will even things out. Thank you, Edith.